be in this room if you didn't actually enjoy film. And something I've tried to do with my show and do with my writing is yes, there are those movies you have to eviscerate because you waste your time watching them, but still, hundreds of people worked very hard to try to make a buck or make a point with those films. And I think what I like about reading the other writers on the site is they're all very passionate, even when I rarely agree with any of them. And that's okay, because that's what Zeke Film is all about, is encouraging that conversation. That's why I was really happy to be a part of this event. You can hear my show on 550 AM radio Saturday nights. You can actually go to ktrs.com, look for the Maxim Movies page. All the shows are there. They're archived. They're free. We're not going to charge you for them. But I was with another station for a very long time. And when, as we say in the business, when I was thrown out on the beach, I was sort of a critic without a home. And Jim came calling and told me about Zeke, which I was familiar with. I'd read it a couple times. And he gave me a new place, a new outlet to share the Maxim Movies brand. And I wouldn't have the show that I have now or the station that I have now without this keeping me afloat. So another way that the Zeke Film is all about community and about encouraging people to write and talk about film. What we're going to do today is we're going to give away stuff. And so we're going to run down our top 10, aggregated top 10, which I'm sure has movies that I just hated, that are in this top 10, and that's fine. You can read my top 10 list at Zeke Film. You can read everybody else. There's other Zeke Film writers here, too, who I'm happy to meet on my way out to go to my very important event after this. But I'm excited to see which ones I would disagree with. I'm leaning into the mic as if this is on. This is force of habit for me. I'm like, hey, can everybody hear me? I know what number 10 is, and it's a great film that wouldn't have been in my top 10. But let's give away stuff, though. We've got really cool stuff like Doctor Strange stickers, which I'm taking this home for my 5-year-old. Who has not seen Doctor Strange, which means I just get the stickers. And we also have, I thought these were Pogs, but they're not Pogs. These are Hidden Figures compacts, apparently, and which is pretty cool. And Hidden Figures is actually a really great film as well. I wanted to thank James Harrison with the Webster University Film Series, the good people of the Emerson Library, which is actually not hard to find, even though it was for me, Movie Geeks United, and Allied Advertising, which is our local film rep. That's how we got all of this great swag, which is right behind you. There's Jason Bourne water bottles. There's all kinds of cool stuff over there. There's Monster Calls pins that look like trees. Those are great, too. So here we go. The last thing I would say before we go into trivia is Zeke Film is a nonprofit, and all day, every day, struggling websites have to shut down. Jim does pay us all a handsome ransom. The per word rate that we get paid is just, you would be so angry. It's so gigantic. But you can help us by donating to the site. Just go to ZekeFilm.org. There's a PayPal there. Next time you're giving to your favorite charities like Stray Rescue or Stray Haven or any other stray, remember Zeke Film as well.